The moment Garrett Artisan spots Jenny Beckett across a crowded wedding reception, something shifts in his universe. Her cranberry dress highlights a dancer's grace, and despite his reputation as a smooth-talking hockey star, he finds himself uncharacteristically tongue-tied. There's just one massive problem. Jenny is his best friend Carter's little sister, firmly in hands-off territory by every unwritten rule of male friendship. Their first meaningful interaction crackles with tension when Jenny seeks his help with a stuck dress zipper in a quiet hallway. His fingers brush against her bare skin, her subtle perfume fills his senses, and the intimate moment leaves him so flustered he practically runs away after Carter's protective friend corners him with a stern warning. At 24, Jenny carries her own complicated history. She's fought hard to overcome a teenage battle with eating disorders that nearly derailed her dancing dreams and built careful boundaries around herself, particularly after rejecting increasingly aggressive advances from her current dance partner. When she discovers Garrett lives three floors above her new luxury condo, a birthday gift from her brother, their first official meeting in the building's elevator couldn't be more awkward. Garrett, disheveled, ushers out a giggling blonde while Jenny maintains an icy poker face. The anniversary of Jenny's father's death reveals deeper layers to both characters. When she frantically searches for Princess Bubblegum, a worn pink elephant that's her last connection to her father, Carter sends Garrett to check on her. Though initially resistant, she breaks down when Garrett offers to help search. His instinctive embrace provides unexpected comfort. The tender moment shatters into mortified laughter when Garrett accidentally knocks over a box of Jenny's private toys, making them both more human to each other. This pattern of intense attraction, punctuated by awkward moments and vulnerability, forms their relationship's foundation. After Garrett suffers a concussion during a hockey game, Jenny drives him home. Their attraction becomes undeniable during an awkward swimming pool incident, yet both hesitate to cross the line from friendship to something more. When they finally give in, Jenny establishes clear boundaries. They'll be committed friends with benefits, but no actual sex, due to a traumatic experience in her past. Both carry significant emotional wounds. Jenny lost her father, filling the void with dance and her brother's companionship. Her trust shattered when her ex-boyfriend had teammates secretly record their intimate moments, causing her to lose friends and dignity overnight. Garrett's childhood was marred by his father's alcoholism. At 11, he drove his drunk father home, resulting in lost visitation rights. Though his father recovered, Garrett struggles with open communication and fears repeating his father's mistakes. Their healing begins when Garrett accidentally records a sleeping Jenny, triggering her panic. This becomes a turning point as she shares her past. Garrett listens compassionately, affirming her worth and promising safety as they face her fears together. Their connection deepens through meaningful gestures. Garrett gives Jenny a sunflower locket engraved with "You are my sunshine," containing pictures of her and her father. He also recovers her cherished stuffed bunny, Princess Bubblegum, a precious link to her father, after finding it half buried in snow. As their relationship deepens, they maintain secrecy, knowing Carter would disapprove. Their clandestine meetings add excitement, but also strain. Stolen kisses in nightclub alcoves, carefully timed visits, and elaborate excuses. The secrecy especially burdens Garrett. What started as fun secrecy has become increasingly difficult. I'm tired of hiding my feelings, of stolen glances across crowded rooms and forced distance. He compares being with Jenny to a perfect weekend that ends too soon, forcing us back to pretending. Their cover nearly breaks several times. Kara catches them at a New Year's Eve party, promising discretion but warning about unsustainability. Jenny's neighbor Emily becomes an unexpected ally after discovering them together. Garrett eventually suggests telling Carter the truth over breakfast with Carter and his pregnant wife, Olivia. Before they can execute this plan, Carter is injured in a fight. At the hospital, Jenny instinctively runs to Garrett and kisses him passionately in front of everyone. The central conflict is overcoming fears to fully commit. Jenny fears vulnerability due to past trauma, while Garrett fears inadequacy and betraying Carter's friendship. When Jenny receives a job offer in Toronto, they face a pivotal choice. Though heartbroken, Garrett refuses to hold her back. "I'm going to love her wherever she is." He understands that real love means complete acceptance. It's dinner waiting in the microwave, dancing in the kitchen, and growing both together and separately. In Toronto, Jenny realizes, "I can stand on my own, but I don't have to. I'm allowed to be one part of a whole." Her true dream isn't a location, it's with the people who make her feel whole. The final barriers fall when Garrett confesses his love to Carter, who admits his fear of Garrett hurting his sister. Jenny and Carter then have their overdue conversation, where she explains how his ghosting hurt her, while assuring him their relationship isn't being replaced, just expanded. Garrett and Jenny's relationship stands out for its unwavering emphasis on communication and consent. Despite their intense chemistry, Garrett consistently respects Jenny's boundaries, regularly checking in during intimate moments and responding to any hesitation. Their relationship deepens through vulnerable conversations about their traumas and fears, building the trust that allows their connection to flourish. When Garrett accidentally records Jenny sleeping, triggering her past trauma, they navigate this challenge through careful dialogue, with Garrett showing genuine remorse rather than defensiveness. This theme extends beyond their romance. When Jenny's dance partner Simon forcibly kisses her during a recital, Garrett defends her bodily autonomy without speaking over her, demonstrating their shared values. Throughout the story, Jenny finds her voice in confronting unwanted advances, empowered by Garrett's support. Their journey culminates when Jenny chooses intimacy with Garrett. Her "I love you too" represents more than physical consent. It's an expression of complete emotional trust built on months of respect, communication, and understanding. As they build a life together, Jenny and Garrett discover that love enhances rather than erases individual identity. Jenny opens her trauma-informed, body-positive dance studio, while Garrett continues hockey while developing deeper emotional intelligence. Their family circle expands. Sunday dinners become tradition, with Carter, Olivia, and baby Ireland taking her first steps in their living room. Garrett's sisters move to Vancouver for university, and his parents purchase a nearby vacation home, creating a supportive network. Their relationship's foundation, genuine friendship, honesty, and deep trust, sustains them through life's changes. Jenny reflects that Garrett sees all of her, the determined dancer, loving aunt, ambitious entrepreneur, and her occasional self-doubt. He chooses her daily because of these qualities, not despite them. Their story shows that true love isn't about perfect timing, but finding someone who sees you completely and chooses you anyway, building a life with someone who makes you feel safe enough to be vulnerable, brave enough to heal, and loved enough to grow.